So we've gathered here today, the whole team, and I say the whole team because Uma is back with us for this very, very special episode. I can't believe that we are recording this episode. When we started the podcast, I didn't know how far we were going to go, how long we were going to take it. And this is our anniversary, our first anniversary episode. So Sangeeta, Poonam, Uma, welcome to Crash Landed on K-Dramas. We started this on a WhatsApp chat a year ago. And here we are after what? 25 odd episodes doing our anniversary episode recording.
I think we all deserve a clap.
We do. An applause. Oh, yes. And what we are going to share with the listeners today is a bit about us. What was our podcasting journey? Which were our favorite moments? Which did not make the cut? And much more. So this episode is not going to be actually about K-dramas, but a little bit about us. Poonam, do you want to start off with the first question?
Before we get on to the first question, I would like us to reflect a minute on how we started. I was thinking back this morning in preparation for this episode, and I remember that it was very randomly Meenal said that I want to start a podcast. And we said yes, no thinking about it. We have no idea about how to produce a podcast. We have no idea what it takes. Oh, yes, so we are in. There was not even a single discussion. And you know what? I also realized that almost like 50 odd other people also got an idea to have start a podcast the same year.
Same way.
Maybe they also went like this. One of them said, let's start a podcast. We have no idea, but let's do it.
And the funny part was none of us knew each other personally. I mean, Poonam and knew each other through Twitter and we had met a long time ago. But I mean, none of us really knew one another personally and had any kind of idea what kind of background we were in, what kind of people we are, what age we are. We didn't even know that.
No, what's not normal that when we talk about dramas, we discuss so much and we have so many different arguments. But somebody said, let's start a podcast. And we were like, huh, sure. I mean, no questions like what would it mean? How to do this? What are we going to do? But yeah, let's do it.
I think for me, it was a bit different. I remember the exact time when Meenal reached out to me about this whole idea of coming together and doing the podcast. I was not sold at all. If I had not met Meenal in my real life when she was in Dubai, believe me, I would not have taken the plunge. I didn't have the confidence to do any podcast or anything like this at all, totally. 100% I didn't have any confidence. It was only because of Meenal that I thought, okay, she thinks that I can do it. Okay, let me try. No, this was my mindset.
We didn't know it that you felt that totally way because didn't hear anything from you as well in the group. It was like a very normal, yeah.
Actually, she did ping me a couple of times that you three go ahead. Y'all are much more confident about it. Just go on. Y'all have been watching longer as well. I said, Uma, just give it a shot. See, we have so much fun on the chat. Who knows, it might translate when we are talking. So let's give it a shot. And I said, don't think that you have to be committed it for the whole time. You can come and go as in you when you want. So that is how I tried to convince her. I said, come on, Uma, just give it a shot.
She did her sales job fantastically and I got sold and I got drawn into this and it was like a whirlpool vortex. I can't believe that I've been a complete one season I was with you guys. Thanks, Meenal. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I believe that was a great decision, that the great thing that Meenal was able to convince you to come on because we had a fun ride because of different watching experiences, because you had just started, you know, your emotions about K-dramas were pretty raw on point, like something that we all had gone through initially and then I have become jaded to those ones. So it was really refreshing.
Uma was the true K-drama toddler, you know, when she had joined.
True.
She was always full excited and jumpy about Limino, which is like typical K-drama experience for many people. I think we gave a wide range to our listeners in our season one because we had like a veteran Sangeeta.
Agree.
Then you had Poonam who was like, you know, almost, you know, reaching Sangeeta's level. Then we had Meenal who was ahead of me. And then me, I just got introduced to K-drama and I'm on a podcast. Can you believe that?
somebody's feedback, Sangeeta had once summarized for us. She said that I was high energy, well, Sangeeta was like more knowledge, and Uma was free radical. This I remember. What was Meena like on recall now? Sangeeta, you only shared.
It was about the voice. Meena, it was about the voice, you know, how good her voice is for a podcast.
I think I can relate to the free radical. I'm always the free radical. And I've heard so much about Meena's voice.
Yeah.
Meena's voice, everyone complimented on the voice and the kind of emotions and the range that she depicts using the voice. And hats off to her. I think she is very talented in your voice.
I'm going red because it's so embarrassing right now.
My friend said that she sounded like a professional in the first episode.
I'm going to make my family listen to this because I'm going to say it out really loud. My entire childhood, teenage, college, adult, I've only heard in my family, what a loud voice, speak slowly, what a loud voice, speak slowly. So I've been literally chastised to the level that I didn't have the confidence to go on a stage, let me compare, go in front of a mic, okay? And now when I hear all this, I don't know how to react to it because it's such a big self-confidence booster. And I want to record this and play it out to every family member who made fun of my voice, so... Thank you. I'm actually going red.
I think your voice made friends with the mic. And both of them, the mic and your voice, gels very well. I mean, doesn't happen for many people.
True, true. Very true.
This was the biggest self-confidence booster for me. So I am thrilled about this. But I have to say about Uma, I can never forget when we were doing the Dashing Oppas and we were picking a top three, her line. And this stays in my head forever. Okay, it's like ingrained. My number one, number two, number three is all leave it. No. So I end up using this in office and wherever. Okay, like if somebody's talking about favorites, I go like my number one, my number two, my number three, whatever. So yeah, lots of fun moments.
So this brings into the first same question that we had in mind to talk about, which were our most favorite moments on this podcasting journey. It could be anything. It doesn't need to be a recording moment or anything like that. But let me go first because it connects with Uma. I still go back and listen to that point in our first episode about breakthrough dramas where toward the end, I think Uma had a recording problem, right? Like she was not there during
I got disconnected because we were on Zoom and it got disconnected. And you guys were not aware that I got disconnected. That's the best part.
So when Uma came and we basically summarized it for her and she goes on to say, do you want to say that again, Uma?
Okay, I'll just for the benefit of the audience, I'll just say the question that Meenal summarized to me was, so Uma, we all were talking about why did we like A-drama in the first place? I just paused for a minute. Okay, here we go. I like K-drama because of the opas in the K-drama. Because of the male lead, that was exactly a word that I used. Because I was not familiar with opa at that time.
No, you said you only like male lead in dramas. But I think that was our first episode and we were trying to be all professional and great. But that was one moment where all of us lost it. We were just laughing so much and we could not like cut it off also too much.
But Uma, we understood because recently we had Imp, who's a teenager. We asked her, what do your friends like about K-drama? She said, yeah, we like K-dramas, but we mainly for the guys. It doesn't matter which generation you are.
What does this mean? This means Uma is very young at heart. Totally, Uma, totally.
Give it to you, we give it to you.
Thank you.
Uma, what was your favorite moment over the podcast?
Actually, there are a lot of favorite moments and very good memories that I want to associate with the, you know, the podcast experience itself. But there were times that when we kind of laughed aloud, like uncontrollably, and one such scenes where everybody was, you know, uncontrollably laughing was about the soju scenes that we discussed. I think it was episode A Dash of Kimchi, where we were talking about... Soju and the different scenes that come in different dramas and all that. One particular scene where I was talking about what's wrong with Secretary Kim, yes, where, you know, they have a drink and it was hilarious. Like, you know, we all recollected and replayed. Probably it was fresh in our minds at that point of time. We were laughing out. And also, I can't forget the moment when Sangeeta made that noise, make, you know, drinking soju. Every time I see anyone drinking soju, I remember Sangeeta's white tuck. She makes a noise. Can you make that sound again? I never can replicate that, by the way. That's the one. So that is like my most favorite and memorable one, because we all genuinely laughed like crazy over that.
Actually, most of my recording memories are full of laughs only. In fact, I asked Aurithra later. I think by now our listeners know our episodes come long time after we record. So I had forgotten about our latest episode with Imp and Aurithra. So I generally asked Aurithra, because I trust everybody else's memory better than mine. And I said, but how do you remember our episode was? And she's like, all I remember that I laughed a lot. And that's my memory too, that we laughed a lot. I think I don't remember a recording, and especially in season one when Uma was there, when we didn't laugh.
Yeah, we laughed a lot. True. We laughed a lot.
True.
There not a single one where there's no laughter. Sangeeta, your favorite podcasting moment?
For me, I think the most memorable one would be the day when we had actually launched the episode. All said and done for us, like we said, for all of us, this is a first time experience to put our voice out in public and make our voice heard on things we love about. So it was really, really, I mean, a memorable time, obviously, to think about that, okay, I've done something which others are listening to. Somebody who, I haven't met someone, I don't know about them, but they're listening to my voice and they're listening to my views, which was very satisfying, I would say. And of course, my favorite moments, like so much we talked about laughter. I keep telling Meenal that when I'm editing, it's like I listen to my own laugh and I'm like, oh my God, why am I laughing so hard? I sound like a villain. And sometimes when I just play it, you know, to listen to the whole track and see, okay, where all I can cut when I'm just playing it. I was telling them, Meenal and Poonam, in a few episodes ago, that if my son happens to listen to them and he asks me, who are you talking to and why are you laughing to yourself? Who are you telling that you agree with?
Yeah, if you see Sangeeta's files, there's always a maximum of true. Actually, exactly. When I'm clubbing everything together, Sangeeta has maximum affirmations to the other person. So all that you mentioned about your favorite moments are my also favorite moments. And like Sangeeta said, the day we launched the podcast, especially the trailer, when the trailer went out, I was really excited because never been upfront, never been out there in the social media, never put out voice, nothing, no idea. But this was amazing. But like we laughed so crazily over so many moments, I can never forget. And I listened to this clip many, many times, okay? When we were discussing in Dashing Oppa's episode about Do Jung Suk's cameo in Legend of the Blue Sea. First of all, I cannot get over the scene, and then I cannot get over our discussion over it. We collectively lost it. Yeah, we all lost it. And we were just laughing over that scene. So for me, that's like a really fun moment for me.
If we ever have a compilation of all our favorite scenes, I think that'll be a top.
Definitely. Definitely. I can never get over totally. It.
But you know that moment when we published ourselves on Spotify and other things, that was special because at the time we didn't have any social media account, anything.
Nothing.
We essentially gave those links to our friends.
Yeah.
I mean, who else would we give it to?
Correct.
Our friends and family. And in my case, family was totally out. I gave it to my friends. My family, my sister said she would listen to it, and till date she hasn't finished much of it. So
welcome to my world. My family is the same, yeah. Like seriously, only my cousins and my nieces, which are like little younger generation, have gone and listened. But my immediate family, no.
Same here.
Yeah. Okay, there's something called podcast. Okay, fine. She does it. Okay.
Yeah, big deal. Big deal.
So I gave it to my friends, and their initial reaction would be, oh my God, this is professional. How did you record it? Where is this? What was the setup? I was like, dude, what about the content? What about the content?
I think everyone enjoyed it as, you know, four friends coming together and just chilling.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
30 minutes yeah. of fun time, like coffee time kind of a thing. I think that was unique in our first few episodes. People can really make out that we were chilling out, talking about everything that is our favorite.
And I think it's a great introductory podcast as a team. And for people to know us as a team, or and how we started, what were we trying to do in this podcast, I think that's a great introduction video. So I still give it to people and you folks.
Launching of the trailer is very special to me because it was launched on 14th of February. So, sorry for sounding cliche, but I forced you guys to launch it on 14th of February.
Correct.
For all the romantic person that resides in me, I want it launched on 14th of February, and I want to tell everybody that we are doing a podcast on 14th of February.
We spoke about our favorite podcasting moments, but what were your favorite moments which we couldn't make it to the final cut for whatever reasons? We thought it would go too long, it did not seem relevant to what we were discussing. Which were yours? Which were those?
I mean, I'm going to steal your answer.
Go on, Poonam. Take the stage.
Yeah, so one of our favorite episodes, at least mine is, Sisters Over Misters. And there we were talking about female friendships. And I was asking, like, this very worldly wise person asking Sangeeta and Meenal, do you think all female friendships are essentially remakes of Sex and the City? There is a pin drop pause, which is not how it should be when you mention Sex and the City. And then after a bit, grudgingly, Meenal tells me that she hasn't watched Sex and the City. And I'm totally piling up on her. What? You haven't watched Sex and the City?
Like, she was totally condescending towards me and making me feel guilty for not watching it. But Poonam, you have to say what was the ultimate climax reveal of this whole conversation.
You can say that. You can tell so, that part.
I get royally ragged by Poonam on this. And I feel, oh, you know, I'm missing out something. Maybe I need to check out at least one episode. And then Sangeeta, like a little mouse, comes and squeaks. Oh, even I haven't watched it. After having seen me rag for full 2-3 minutes, she comes and says, I haven't watched it.
Wait a second. It was not a voluntary confession by her. We like pointedly asked her because she wasn't speaking anything. Neither for you, neither for me. So we asked her pointedly, Sangeeta, have you watched Sex and the City? Then the mouse tweets,
no, I haven't. I'm like, you should be supporting me. You let me get ragged and enjoy the fun.
I was like, I don't want to get ragged. You're anyway getting ragged. Might as well stay out.
Sangeeta is the true diplomat in our group. We all are frank and open. Sangeeta is the true diplomat.
Seriously, I'm like, what did just happen?
Yeah, that's she. Uma, have you watched Sex and the City?
No.
Yes!
This is the icing on the cake.
For a second.
Yes!
Let's come to the point. Uma also thought for a second whether to say no or not. Whether she watched Sex and the City or not.
She was wondering, so will I be ragged too?
So yeah, that's my favorite as well. That was my favorite moment that didn't make the cut to our final episode. What about you, Uma and Sangeeta?
So my favorite thing is always about food. Of course, after K-drama. But in the Dash of Kimchi, where we were talking about, you know, the soju and beer and all that, we got so excited that I had to mention the half and half chicken. It was like a big culture and literally like an anthem for people who like Korean food. So I really elaborately mentioned about the half and half, what is half and half chicken, which is a half and half fried chicken. And then we mentioned about the delicacies around the chicken feet. I think, you know, I went, you know, overboard and I was talking on and on about that. Probably that's the reason why it had to be cut because it is a large chunk.
And you, Sangeeta?
Mine was our discussions about trophy boys. This is a inside joke.
Yes.
So, but we have to let our listeners know because why should only we have all the fun?
True. True.
So we have this term trophy boys for the dramas which we really loved with strong female characters, where they just have this another male counterpart. Male, sometimes they're not even the male lead because they don't even come across as a lead. So we have this term trophy boys for them, just like trophy girls that you generally hear about a lot of women who are girlfriends or wives of successful men. So similarly, we have that term trophy boys. So we will not name the names because we don't want to get into any controversies. We have our own set of trophy boys. If you want to know them, maybe you can DM us, you can talk to us.
And before you judge us, we actually ship the dramas which have good trophy boys.
Yeah, always.
More power to them.
More power to them, because the women in those dramas are outstanding. So we love it.
I have only one question regarding the trophy boys. Are they good looking?
Of course.
Of course, obviously.
Totally.
They have to be good looking and successful.
Yeah. Yes. They have to look like trophies.
But right. It's not their story.
That's a single reason that I'll go and watch the whoever you're asking me to watch. They have to be good looking.
We are not professionals. We don't do this as a profession, though I wish we could. And we got paid for it. So obviously, there are a lot of bloopers. I mean, if the big shot actors and actresses can make bloopers, we make a lot of them. Which were your favorite ones?
I take a lot of pride in telling people that we are unscripted and that we are very spontaneous. Because no matter how we may have an outline in mind, our episode recordings are always spontaneous because we are always building up on each other's thing. And that makes me super proud. Because initially, some of my friends who actually don't watch K-dramas, they heard the whole episodes. They actually did ask me, how do you go about the script? Do you write it? As in, how is this? And do you kind of synchronize it? No, it's not possible to synchronize it to that extent. We are totally unscripted. So obviously, there are a lot of bloopers and I have made all kinds of bloopers. But the ones that I remember most is, I remember I was trying to talk about Kim Soo Hyun, who is the main lead of It's Okay to Be Not Okay and what is that alien show? And this is what I keep doing and all.
Every time you get the name wrong. Every single time you get the name wrong. And now I forgot the name also. I think the drama we are talking about is My Love from Another Star.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
What's the name you
This is what I get names so often. There are hundreds of moments where I say, Sangeeta, what's the name? What's the name of the sculpture? What is the name of this? What is the name of that guy? And I remember when we were talking about the supporting cast, I was frantically looking at the documents and Googling and trying to find out what's the name of this person. Anyway, this one is particularly memorable because I was trying to talk about Kim Soo Hyun and I said Kim. And I instead managed to say Kim Soo Hyun and you girls were, I by the way, realized that I made a mistake and I thought you girls will let it pass like you mostly do. And then there was a pin drop silence. And then you both laughed at me. How could you?
Obviously.
I don't want to use our code names, abbreviations, etc. that we use.
We can't.
But you were like, how could you confuse Kim Soo Hyun with Kim Soo Hyun?
Oh, by the way, Poonam, you are making the mistake again. You did not mistake Kim Soo Hyun with Kim Soo Hyun. You mistook Kim Soo Hyun with Kim Soo No, which is why we got all the more offended.
Poonam, this is a crime you have committed now.
Oh, how? I mistaken Kim Soo No. That's correct.
This is a blooper of a blooper.
Totally.
I'm waiting. I'm like, am I not hearing her correct? I'm like, no, she's not saying Kim Soo No again. She's again messed up.
This is a meta blooper.
Yeah, she's right. I actually said Kim Soo No to Kim Soo Hyun.
Ah, she's outplayed herself on bloopers. So while Poonam said about her name, I think even I did this, and this was in our writer's episode. So I'm talking about Lee Sung-ji. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Lee Sung-gi.
From My Girlfriend is a Gumiho. But I kept saying Lee Jung-gi, who's a different actor in Flower of Evil. And I rambled on for like convenient, the whole segment I rambled on for 3-4 minutes, and even these girls didn't realize and corrected it me much later.
Nay, I realized it, but you were in flow and I kind of understood what you were saying, so I didn't want to say it. But then I saw that you were repeating it into the next segments, then I thought that okay, I should say it.
Luckily, I could re-record that bit. So for the listeners, yeah, because we had a problem with the recording, I could re-record and correct myself. So it never made it to the listeners.
But it's very close, right? That's why we get like, you know, the name sounds very similar.
My name, Meenal, Beenal, gets all the time messed up, right? Please give me the benefit of the doubt as well. So yeah, that was my big blooper.
See, in this also, there is actually a blooper because people, I think Sangeeta mentioned this once to us. Lee is not pronounced as Lee, it's pronounced as E.
Yeah,
E. Yes, yes.
E. But we still call Lee Vino, right?
Yeah, because I have never heard anybody call Yi Minu. But I have heard Dongguk called Yi Dongguk often, but never Lee Minu.
But I think we are not even native speakers, so I think listeners should cut us some slack. And it's not because of disrespect. It's not out of disrespect or lack of attention. It's just that's because we are Indian speakers and Indian languages. That's how we are more comfortable.
Yeah, correct.
Absolutely. Correct. So it's forgiven.
It's difficult to communicate with Yisa.
Yeah. So my favorite bloopers, like most of our bloopers are where we are missing names or character names only. Mine was in the villains episode that's not yet out. We were discussing about a character. When we are generally looking at all the dramas or characters that we talk about, usually we discuss them beforehand just to have an idea about who's going to talk about what. So this one also, I had listed it out, but somehow I had only listed the character name. And I was wondering, what the hell is this character? Like, can you hear my heart? That's a drama. And I was asking the character name, and both these girls haven't even heard the drama's name. And I was like, who's that guy? Who's that guy? And they're like, we have no clue.
Yeah. So generally, for the listeners, Sangeeta is our savior. When Poonam and I forget drama names or character names, whatever, we'll just look at her and she'll be like, okay, she'll be prompting what is the right name.
Meenal, I think we should create a clip of where we keep asking, yeah, what is the name of this? What is the name of that drama? What is
the name?
And Poonam will be on loop on that one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you haven't heard one recent episode that came up, and when I was editing, this is another Maha blooper. So, Auritra, she was talking about her favorite Jamkin Suk, and for me, first of all, I could not get the name right in that episode at all. Like, I tried 2-3 times, it didn't happen. And actually, no, I slightly edited that bit out, but because the flow wasn't happening, Meenal brought that in. But what was the biggest blooper? I understood it wrong also.
She went to Jang Hyuk.
My all-time blooper is something that is so hilarious that till date it makes me laugh like crazy. That was in episode 2, which is Diva of Dramas. So in that, I'm trying to talk about mermaid character Jin Ji-yun, all our favorite, of course, where she is trying to portray her love for the male lead by just telling the name. She doesn't say anything. She just calls out the person's name and she's trying to portray the love here. And I, like a stupid, wanted to make an attempt to say the same, exact same way of how she's pronouncing it. So she was trying to say the Lee Min-ho's name in that drama is Ho Jun-jae. So I'm trying to, like a fool, saying Ho Jun-jae, and I couldn't manage it. Of course, we can't say the same exact same way like what she's going to pronounce, right? And I may try to make an attempt of, you know, saying that. That is the hilarious part.
I remember this.
And Uma was saying this with so much sincerity and so much feeling. It was hilarious to even, you know, watch her when she's doing that.
Obviously, Jun Ji-yun never said this, right? She said it in a different rhyme and different way she said, but I got it totally wrong.
We did not notice it.
Exactly.
There is so much feeling behind that, you know, just addressing him.
And all of us laughed, like when I said, Ho Jun-jae, and everyone started laughing.
Listeners have already told us which are their favorite episodes because we've seen the top 5 episodes. I'll read out for the listeners. Breakout Dramas, which was our first episode, which is obviously all our, I think, our most loved, and we are very emotionally fond of it. Dashing Oppas is the second one. I'm not even surprised by the third one because Kim Suno was riding on a popularity wave and Sangeeta and I did a birthday special for him. So that was the third one. Then there was Divas of Dramas, which I was very, very happy about, actually. You know, a lot of us have said this. We start watching for the guys and I didn't quite expect, because we put out Divas of Dramas as our second episode. And I was very happy that it's among the top 5. And of course, Lee, all of us love food. So Dash of Kimchi. And for many other reasons, also Dash of Kimchi, which I'm not going to say out loud. So these were our top 5. But which were your personal favorite episodes and why? What is it that was special to you?
For me, my favorite episodes were Fever Pitch. Fever Pitch was a very good episode because there we talked about a lot of dramas in depth.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I liked that episode. And a lot of people have given that feedback to me, people who I've shared, generally who I keep recommending dramas to and all, they said that this episode has a lot of information on why you guys have loved these dramas. You've spoken it in depth. So that's the reason why I love that. Another one is Are We Okay? Our most recent episode with Sunita. She's a psychiatrist and this was a very close topic. Yeah. Close to our hearts, and we spent a lot of time actually fleshing out this episode. What do we want to talk about? What kind of expert that we want to have on board? We had spoken to a couple of people, and finally we found Sunita, who was really brilliant on the whole talk.
I have got feedback, Sangeeta, that they were so impressed with the way Sunita spoke. She was so calm and her responses were so measured. I think credit to Poonam on this because she's the one who said that we should get a mental health expert. First, we were thinking we'll do it amongst ourselves. And then she suggested, no, let's get a mental health expert. So, yeah, kudos to you both for reaching out to Sunita. A lot of people have really loved the way she spoke. Even I listened to it as therapy, to be very honest.
Even recording the session was like therapy for us.
Wasn't it? I felt so light at the end of that session. By God, I didn't expect this. And honestly, very, very nice. It really went well.
I mean, I didn't expect to feel better myself.
Yeah,
I didn't expect too, it out of... And it was happening right when we were recording. So that was like a super big bonus.
So a big hand to all the three of you. Well done, girls.
Yes,
well
yes.
Done.
I'm very, very happy.
And the episode which I had the most fun on was Dopey Tropes. We discussed so many tropes and laughed over it so much. Even when we were chatting on WhatsApp about what we want to cover, we were laughing and laughing and laughing over it. There were like chains of emojis there. Laughing emojis.
And I'm going to play the geek here. There is a statistic on retention rate of listeners. All listeners tuned in from first second to the last minute of the episode. And it's very difficult to have 100% retention rate, okay? I doubt how many podcasts will have that. Very, very few podcasts will have this. Dopey Tropes is the only episode that has 100% retention rate from starting first second to the last minute. So you can realize how much listeners have enjoyed that one.
Fever Pitch and Sisters Over Misters are two of my favorite episodes. Fever Pitch, even the way we named it, how we cut it, that wasn't originally planned. We ended up recording a lot more and that's how we cut it. We are covering two topics, medical and sports, which is, you know, relevant to everybody. Anybody who hasn't watched K-dramas or anybody who is not into romance as a genre or those kind of genres, they can still go ahead and watch that. When I meet friends who are not into sappy romantic genre, as they tell me their words, not mine, so I always ask them to listen to Fever Pitch and I have never been disappointed. Sisters Over Misters, concept of female friendship and how each of us put some thought to find some good ones was a good thing. There is one mild regret I have in the hindsight. You know, Meena, you talked about friendship and suspicious partner and how I told you that it never meant much to me. But remember after the episode or during the time we talked about it and I explained it to you why it didn't mean much to me because it was a friendship of necessity and
correct.
Something I could relate to. But, you know, later I thought if it worked for you, if it worked for you and in that sense. there are some friendships which are formed that way. What I loved was that it was so hard to find some meaningful, great female friendships.
Yes.
And we were able to bring them all together in one place. And even though we had disagreements, you and Sangeeta, you guys did it so well. Frankly speaking, it's I love our Jane Austen's of K-Dramas episode a lot. And I'm saying I love sisters over misters too. So imagine how much I love it. And obviously, Are We Okay? Our mental health episode is obviously a lot special. Not just because, you know, this was on our wish list and we wanted to do it. Not because of that. I think it opened a new channel for us in the sense that there were listeners who were actually tweeting about us in public space. I mean, we have always had listeners and we have always had our dedicated friends who kind of listen and watch and give us feedback. But most of this feedback that comes to us is very private.
Yes.
But the very public nature of the tweets of appreciation for our Are We Okay podcast, it was a very touching moment.
Yes.
I remember telling it to you both that it means a lot to me, and it still does. I think this is something, it will take a long time for another moment to kind of, you know, surpass.
Agree. That. Absolutely agree. You all have already spoken and picked my favorite episodes. But Uma, you go first, then I'll go last.
So, breakout drama. The first episode that we have is the popular and one of the most favorite for all four of us, definitely. But personally, I really enjoyed doing the Dash of Kimchi, which is about food in K-drama, because the amount of preparation that I did for the episode, and it was not like a chore that I went and picked up. I really enjoyed every moment of collecting every trivia that I was gathering for that. And it was amazing. That's why, you know, for you guys also, I'm sure you would have heard it. I was hyper and I was super excited to talk about food and totally and really in love with Korean food now. So that really comes out. And so hence, I'm totally and thoroughly satisfied with A Dash of Kimchi, because we brought all the, you know, important things about Korean food in that one episode.
It's a fact universally acknowledged that our drama has been liked by loads of people. We have also got some private good feedback about, you know, how somebody said that they love the tips of how to cut onions.
Sangeeta mentioned in Oh My Ghost.
Ah, yes. Oh My Ghost.
But you know who I meant who liked our podcast?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, we know. Poonam, please go on mute now. I'm worried what she's going to say next.
But I will admit, I think it was one of the hardest ones to edit in terms of what to cut out.
Totally.
You know, Uma, when we had to cut out the chicken feet and this, and I remember how many debates we had and we were like, oh my God. But what to do? I think we have set ourselves a discipline that we don't want to extend beyond 1 hour. That's our internal discipline that we've set for our podcast. So yeah, sometimes you got to take the harsh decisions. This was one of those, I think, Dash of Kimchi.
By the way, I deliberately mentioned for Poonam so that people will get that thing, right? I mean, you should add that.
Inspiration, iconic, what are the words you want to add?
And see, deliberately my choice of words were like compiled all the important components about Korean food. That's very important.
Totally.
Please keep
totally.
Uma has a good eye and a good taste. Obviously, we made an iconic.
Oh yeah. On that note, we have to mention how meticulous Uma is in making her points. When we are recording, obviously, we don't post the videos, so you don't see the videos. But you should see how neatly she'll put a, you know, notepad by her side. She has a list of things that she has written, and all the time she's constantly looking at that and referring and speaking. And actually, all of us have got to that, and all of us do that only after seeing her, because otherwise first few episodes we were just randomly sitting around and chatting. And after I saw Uma, how sincerely and meticulously she's doing all this, we were like, okay, let's also be good students now.
At least let's put bullet points. We will never get a script out. It will never work for us the way our dynamic
Absolutely,
is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. I even remember, you know, in one of the episodes, we were trying to do the editing and I was doing my bit, and I heard the paper flipping sound.
Yes, I remember.
I said, this is too much.
But I do remember a moment where Uma started reading from her notes, and it was also, you know, intellectual, and I think it was a location episode, and it was such a difficult stuff. I was like, Uma, this doesn't sound like you at all. Go back to your usual self.
Just like how Poonam is, I forget these names and I don't pronounce it right at all. It is only those names that I had actually written down so that I pronounce it right.
You were like this stock market with those announcers and who seriously come tell you something. I was like, oh my God, she's giving this useful encyclopedic information in this room, but this doesn't sound like mine.
So we've spoken so much about our personal favorites, bloopers, etc. But this little segment, I want to make it for the listeners, without whose support we wouldn't be here talking about our first anniversary episode. So all of you take the floor, speak about your favorite feedback that you got from listeners. And if you want to mention a few listeners who've constantly supported us, just, you know, let them know through this. This is the best time to tell them how much we appreciate them.
My personal favorite is also an emotional favorite, because when we first launched it in the month of February 2021, we were a bit nervous when we launched it, like, who's going to hear? How was the audience? Did we sound okay? All these kind of questions were going on in our mind. And the moment we launched, the first or the second comment that we are getting on the app itself was from my son, who was motivating all the girls, like, you know, like, go girls, you guys have done your rocking and all. It was so nice to hear, and, you know, somebody cheering us. That is the most memorable comment for me.
I have to say that, first of all, any kind of appreciation coming our way, because we didn't think too much in podcasting, right? We just went ahead and did it. And truth be told, I think we just did it for the pleasure of being able to do it. I don't think we thought much about who would be listening to us. In fact, for the longest time, we didn't know who would be our listeners or who would want to listen to this. We didn't, like they say that you write a book for the readers, but for us it wasn't like that when we started. We did it because we wanted to do it, and it made us happy to do it, and we thought that it should make anybody happy. Then is getting any kind of appreciation, even from friends and family, it meant a lot. And I will not say I had a very long journey of growth, in the sense I got all kinds of feedback. My friend said, either you laugh or you talk. You can't laugh and talk together. I can't understand. And this after Meenal actually painstakingly cleaned it up. So I realized that I have to fix this. But, you know, I found it very touching. People, most of my friends who actually do listen to my podcast, not everybody's listening to each and every episode I recently checked, but they do still go ahead and check some or the other. That makes my heart full that they don't watch K-dramas. There's nothing that we are saying that is going to be beneficial to them, but they still do listen to it. And the first episode, almost every one of friend of mine had heard. I remember one of my favorite moments is, this was on the third episode that my best friend was listening. Typically, he listens while he drives, and he told me, you know what? I have no idea what you are laughing about. When you three girls laugh, I realized that I am laughing too. I'm also laughing along. And he told me early enough, so you should not cut off now. That gives a very positive feeling. So every time people said great things about our friendship, people said great chemistry. Oh God, it looks like you four women were in a room and were talking about it. And considering that how all of us did not have a long prior backstory in K-dramas that they have.
No destiny connection. You know, surprisingly, I mean, other than Uma, of course, who I know because of, she worked with my husband. So, you know, you generally find it's a small place and you find common connections, right? Through some cousin, some friend, something. We don't even have that. We don't even have that. So that is what really amazes me, because I'll eventually find a common connection. And I don't have that with you girls through some destiny connection.
So these comments about our chemistry, I strangely find it very heartwarming.
True.
They say everywhere that people want to belong. It feels like we did belong to each other for our
absolutely
podcast.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, how do you get that kind of spontaneity? I don't think it's an easy thing. Sometimes we take things which come easy as granted, but I don't think it's an easy thing.
I agree.
Thanks to K-drama for all this.
Totally. Yeah.
Don't forget the reason.
Yeah, so for me too, the feedback, like Poonam said, listening from rank strangers, that you all seem to be friends and having fun. I think that is a very satisfying and very happy feedback to listen to. We have a lot of friends who listen to our podcasts and they keep supporting us. We have had a few of them on board too. So they've also appeared in a few episodes. This feedback from absolute strangers who we have never interacted with. In fact, recently, just a couple of weeks back, somebody on Instagram was inviting us to their home.
Oh!
She said, all four of you must come, which was so heartwarming to, you know, think about. She was like, you all have so much fun and I also have fun listening to you. And I really want to have you, you know, come visit us. So that was very heartwarming. And one more incident which happened recently and which was really satisfying for me because of the podcast is one of my friends, she commissioned some gift for me from her niece who makes these hoops, embroidered hoops. So my friend, she gave a general information about me, what kind of person I am and what I do and all that. She also told that we are doing this podcast and K-dramas. So her niece, she went and looked up, she found all the information, what K-dramas are, and she looked up our podcast and she looked up what exactly. She, in fact, because of our podcast, she went and watched Crash Landed on You.
So, I know you mentioned this.
Yeah. So she made this very beautiful hoop with our photograph, which she has translated into the embroidery. And she had written this beautiful way of Korean greeting, Annyeong Haseyo. And she's put these finger hearts on that.
Wow.
That is beautiful. So beautiful. And she had even put a Spotify track of one of my favorite tracks from by Shini, Ring Ding Dong. So it was really, really very special to me because this is sort of like our identity literally, you know.
Become a brand.
Yeah. And she messaged me saying that I've binge watched Crash Landing on You and I'm watching other K-dramas because of all this feedback that I've got from you. I've researched on K-dramas and now I'm hooked to them. Which is like big win for us. Directly or indirectly.
I was just saying one thing that I think it is always satisfying when people who watch the K-drama for the first time after listening to a podcast.
Yes.
Couple of my male friends actually did that. They couldn't continue it long after, but most of them watched at least one K-drama now. And I really like that.
I think we have a contribution now for the drama Crash Landing on You.
Agreed.
Because that was, you know, the highest spoken about in the initial episodes. And we said, Crash Landing on You is the breakout drama. Please go and watch.
Absolutely.
Even till date, I go and tell people, please watch Crash Landing on Netflix.
Our name is inspired by that. So why not?
Why not? And we should take credit for Suspicious Partner because a lot of people did not know about it. And the first two episodes, when they saw, friends were like, why are you raving about this guy and this show and this actress and what's going on, Meena? Like, I said, just give it a shot, okay? Just go. And then after they completed, I got feedback. Meena, I'm in love with Ji Chang-wook. Thank you so much.
All you had to say was just wait till the moment, you know, the Ji Chang-wook wears the prosecutor gown. You'll be floored.
Just objectification.
Totally.
Blatant objectification.
I mean, come on, mom. My husband also tells his friends, talk to Meenal about Suspicious Partner.
That's how I came to know. Amrit was big time propagating about Suspicious Partner. Uma, you have to watch Suspicious Partner. I said, what?
No, Uma has actually spoken on the podcast.
Yes.
It's in one of our podcast thing that he said that Uma was at the time she liked Hyunbin. And then he said, no, there is another new guy. It's Ji Chang-wook. Talk to Meenal about this. So Uma, you have spoken about it on the podcast.
Exactly. You're saying the exact words in the podcast.
So my favorite feedback, and this is, like we said, a recurring theme, is where people say, you all get together and we feel that we are sitting with you all in a coffee shop discussing our favorite series and our actors and actresses. And it feels like we have somebody to talk to. So for the listeners, we didn't think about social media, etc. So we had no Twitter, no Insta, anything. So obviously we were not connecting with a lot of people we didn't know. When we started Insta, I think within a first week, Hannah wrote to me on Insta saying, Meenal, I don't have anybody to talk to about Korean dramas. And I chanced on your podcast. And now I feel I have four close friends who have the same tastes as I do. And I can discuss. And she's so regular, so prompt. Now you both also interact with her often. She writes to us on Instagram a lot, discussing her favorites. So I think that was very touching that imagine somebody, we'd like Sangeeta said, we don't know anybody or not seen the person and they're connecting with us on an emotional level. I think that's very heartening. I want to mention a few of our listeners who've been such good supporters. There's Malvika and Ashwini, two sisters who've, they were not watching K-dramas and they started watching because of our podcast. And now Ashwini literally waits for our episode. She says, I go by your three recommendations because I have common points with all of you. I want to talk about Indrani and Vipula who write to me saying our podcast is inspiring them to do things, hobbies that they had left. Like one is learning Korean language. Yeah, she speaks amazing Korean now, which is, isn't that awesome? So all these things, I feel like I had no idea we could have this kind of influence or connection with people. From day one, Preeti's been such a strong advocate. I treasure every word and feedback she writes to us. Such an ardent supporter. She's also a very close friend of Sangeeta and Poonam. She's come on our Lee Dong Wook special as well. And so this is our moment of telling her, thank you, Preeti, for all your support.
Preeti is another person, one of the people who stuck their neck out during a difficult time for us.
So yes.
Can never thank all those.
Surat persons. Too. Preeti and Surat both had been.
Surat, I was just going to say Surat also. Yeah.
Yep. There were other folks as well. Vikram, Atul, a lot of other, your friends. And
yeah. You know? I kind of like stopped sending WhatsApp updates to my friends. I said, now that we are regular, I don't need to do it. We had taken a little longer break usual between our episodes. And Lena in US writes to me, where is your next episode? Why haven't you all released? And I'm like, oh, sorry, we are delayed by whatever reasons. So she also loves us. So, and she's left us a review on Apple Podcasts. So thank you for all those who've taken all these pains to write to us. It means a lot to us. Poonam, anybody else you have in mind to mention? Sangeeta, Uma, you want to call out?
I wanted to mention Benny, who was our guest in two of our episodes.
Oh, yes.
First time that he started talking to us, he mentioned this, like, I know he was feeling all alone watching K-drama and he didn't have anyone to talk to. So he was so happy when we launched this Crash Landed on K-dramas and that we had some kindred spirits who we, he can actually have a conversation with. I remember this.
Yeah, I want to thank Benny because he was so wonderful. He runs his own cricket podcast and he gave us a shout out. He ran his trailer on his podcast episodes. And I think that also got us a few hits in that week. So I really want to thank Benny for all his support. And I've known him for a decade and he's really wonderful to have that kind of support.
True. Even Amit, for that matter. Amit is Meenal's husband. But at the same time, you know, he doesn't need to support so much just because he's her husband. True. Because mine doesn't. So
I feel Amit is already part of like the production. Initially, Meenal used to do a hell of a lot of editing work and all the edits by default, Amit was hearing in the background. I feel like he's already part of the team. I didn't have to thank him like especially.
But I have to tell you, okay, my Insta skills are all thanks to him. Without his guidance, I wouldn't have known how to use Insta at all. So yeah, he does deserves a good thanks, Sangeeta, for giving him a shout out.
Oh yeah, thank you, Amit, totally.
I take you for granted. Sorry.
Thanks, Amit.
Thank you, Amit.
This reminded me of another two funny moments on our podcast. One was about
Bluetooth mirror.
How can we forget that? My God.
So embarrassing. And you all did not let me edit it out.
It was hilarious.
Do you want to repeat that for the listeners who might be listening for the first time?
I think it was about the music episode, if I remember it.
No, this is when they came on on our episode. And Amit was talking about how he got introduced to K-dramas or how he got into K-dramas. There's a Bluetooth mirror in the shower and when I switch on, there is loud music playing. And for that period, a phase when I started with K-dramas in March 2020, because I got introduced to amazing songs, I used to be running them at full volume. And Amit was feeling alienated. So he says, you know, generally people will play bhajans or devotional songs in the morning. But Meenal used to, at full blast at 6:30, I'm listening to Korean songs.
I remember this.
And so he had to find out what's going on. And I was in my phone on the TV watching only Korean. So he was feeling alienated in the house. And there are just two people in the house. So obviously that's why he got into it. And that's how he embarrassed me on the podcast. So there you have the story again.
He said, how can I not be influenced when all this is going on behind me?
Yeah, I remember Benny said to him, "You may be the marketing manager, but she knows the best strategies."
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, that was an embarrassing one for me, fun for y'all.
Also, a heartfelt thank you to those who appeared on our podcast.
Yes.
I mean, Amit, Benny, everybody, and Orithro. Imp, who appeared, thanks to Imp's mom,
yes,
for interacting with us and trusting us to let a teenager come on a podcast like this and speak her views. And in fact, when we had shared the final edit also, she said, absolutely, go ahead. We don't even have to think about it. We know how good a job you guys do. So with that, which was a lot of trust in us. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Tina, who came on Kingdom.
Yes.
So we had a lot of fun. So of course, Surat and Preeti, we've already mentioned, for making Lee Dong Wook episode special. So yes.
Yes. And there are a few friends who don't even watch dramas but listen to our podcast very sincerely. So just because we are doing it. So thank you to all the friends who are doing that.
And they watched and gave us some new insights also. Do you remember we used the one in Cloy? I went back and told my friend that I borrowed something from you. The one he said that
North Korean,
South Korean one. Yes,
totally, yes.
Yeah, and I was like, you listen it and tell me which one. And then he heard that, he was like, this must be it.
So we had a lot of shout outs on our mental health episode. A lot of people who had connected with that episode and tweeted and retweeted us. Kala, Daisy, and I think there was Amichka also, the Twitter handle Amichka.
AR Andres is her name, I think.
She's also done that. And we have Priya also, who constantly retweets us and always shows her support. So we thank you to all of you folks for spreading the word, for getting our voice heard out there and interacting with us on Twitter and giving your feedback. We do a lot of these quizzes and polls and all. A lot of these people interact with us and give their own insights also. In fact, we pick up drama recommendations from some of
these
listeners and some of these people who interact with us on Twitter. Thank you to all of you for making us feel that what we are doing is valuable to you in some way or other. That is very fulfilling and satisfying for all of us. I'll speak for all of us here. It's very heartwarming and satisfying. Thank you.
So we've thanked all our listeners and followers and our friends who've been such a great source of encouragement for us, as we keep mentioning time and again. But I also want to mention our fellow podcasters in the space who we've connected with, Accidental Kiss and Vichar, who are so interactive with us, comment on our every post, give feedback and detailed feedback on our episodes. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure knowing you all. And we definitely look forward to having some collab episodes with you both. So thank you so much. And a special mention to Purva, who's also my niece, but she's also the amazing art director, commercial artist that she is. Without her, our artwork wouldn't have been so fantastic. A lot of people have asked me who created this artwork. It's so catchy. It's so wonderful. It also reflects four of our personalities on that, which is our profile picture on all our handles. I just wanted to give a big thanks to her for her effort and creativity for doing it for us in such short time. So special thanks to her as well. We feel like a part of a community, and I hope this community grows. Insta, Twitter, there's meeting new faces, hearing different views on dramas is so much fun. So I really appreciate that. It's also helped me widen my viewing sensibilities. I must say that for sure. There are dramas I wouldn't have watched, which I have. So yeah, thanks to everybody.
Oh yeah, on that note, Meena listens to our listeners' recommendations, but not ours. I have been pestering her for over a year to watch My Girl. She still hasn't. But she will genuinely, sincerely go watch everything our listeners recommend. Meena is a traitor.
Yeah, so last, we are going to wrap up this episode with, what was your favorite takeaway from this whole podcasting journey?
My biggest takeaway has been the technical aspect of it. Poonam said we all jumped in. Just the moment Meenal said, yeah, let's do it, we said, okay, yeah, let's do it.
No clue. So,
without a care in the world, how it's going to happen, what we are going to do. So we learned a lot along the way editing. On that note, we have to tell this to our listeners. Meenal is an excellent, excellent editor.
Yeah,
she
really
has got the best pair of editing scissors.
Thank you.
In the world in podcast. I can totally say that.
She has a good ear.
And she's ruthless about her own self also. She's like, I don't like what I'm saying here. And she'll cut it off.
I think her editing skill came out and got highlighted in the episode about Suspicious Partner, where she managed to pull all the bits and pieces about Ji Chang Wook and the entire Suspicious Partner thing. I can't believe it's like, you know, how she, you know, connected to the right spot, to the right moment and minute, and then cut and paste everything. It was perfect. It made so much of sense. I think that's the brilliancy that I saw. And I called out to Meenal and I told her also.
Thank you. I'm embarrassed.
You both probably don't know this, but often I write to Meenal, this I couldn't make it work. Or, you know what, Meenal, this sounds a bit bizarre. Can you fix this? Or can you please slow this down? I actually send her with this bizarre request because my files have these problems. So, you know, often I tell Meenal, can you take care of this? And she actually most of the time finds a way to fix it. And she says, I found this function to do this.
Okay, which tells the listeners what a geek I am. So that's the...
somebody we cannot do without.
Totally.
Poonam writes to me with weird questions. I'm like, I didn't explore this. Wait, now let me go find out if there is a way to do.
Totally. When it comes to anything technical or statistics, she won't say no first. She'll say, okay, let me look at it.
Yeah, she does.
It's all a big learning curve for all of us, right? We never, you know, imagine that we will be doing editing.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a podcast. We'll be listening to our own voices.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be listening to all the oohs and the ahs that we made.
Nightmarish sometimes.
You know, this is all a big learning curve for us.
Yeah. I personally don't like working on tools, editing out on a particular tool. I'm more like a ideation kind of person. So when I was doing editing, and thanks to Meenal, she actually created a proper doc of keyboard shortcuts, how to go about it step by step. She even walked through me and Sangeeta over a call. I have to make this confession. I find that editing, cutting out, deleting parts are very addictive. When I chop it, I feel I'm doing something great, okay? By the way.
Therapy?
This is all thanks to Meenal.
I think now I know why Meenal is excelling in this, because it's like a form of therapy for her to delete.
Yeah, it's like you cleaned up a lot of stuff. That's the feeling I get. And I couldn't have gone into it because I saw Meenal doing so much a lot and I was like, okay, tell me what to do.
No, but to be very honest, that time we were not recording long episodes. So it was okay. In a flow, you know, I could get through it. Now it's not going to be that easy. But you girls pick up your solo editing. It smoothens life for me much more. Yeah, because it's just plug and play for me when I combine the whole file. So yeah, obviously. And discovering tools, discovering Zencaster was a blessing. So many things have helped, obviously.
What I'm trying to say is that I'm thankful to you, Meenal, for learning something absolutely new. When we said that we will do podcasting, we actually did not count what is included in there. Yeah. It's like suddenly we said that, okay, I'm going to climb the mountain without knowing what it takes to climb the mountain.
Whether we have the boots to climb, that also we don't know. That's the case with me.
Yeah, I didn't have a mic.
Even for me, obviously, I didn't know what's going on. But then I explored and slowly, I think even now we are learning so much on our social media. Also, what we are doing, I never thought I could work with Instagram. Okay, I'll be honest, I have no idea what, but obviously exploring tools that can work with our posts, etc., it's been pretty gratifying. And yes, even for me, editing has been a very gratifying journey. It's good fun. It's something new, technical skill that I have learned. So yeah, I quite enjoy it as well.
Totally. And another thing which I feel very satisfying is that all of us came onto this voluntarily.
Yes.
Like, this is not something, somebody is not paying for us to do it, and it's not structured or anything. Everything is free. Like, whatever comes to our minds, we ideate, we put out the ideas for episodes, and then we pick out what dramas to watch. There are so many dramas where we wanted to watch it as a team and then speak about it, but in the middle of it, one of us says, hey, no, I can't watch this drama. This is not my style. I'm not going to watch. And then we're like, okay, fine, you stop it there and we'll continue. So,
I agree.
I think the bottom line is that we always say, spread the joy.
Totally.
We have fun making it, and hence we are spreading the joy. I'm happy about it.
Absolutely. 100%.
I want to kind of thank, you know, Meena, you actually did ease me into difficult stuff. I mean, I saw you doing it. I got confidence to be able to do those myself. Be it editing and be it even Insta. I mean, I still make mistakes.
Even Instagram stories, yeah. Both of us had, me and Poonam had no idea how to post stories. We were like, how do you post this? How do you know this?
No, have you ever seen me post a story on my personal account? Ever.
Same here. I've never posted until, you know, our podcast happened, and until after, only after Meena started posting it, I was like, oh yeah, they do look pretty. I can make like something look pretty this way. Of course, I'm still nowhere near Meena, but...
Yeah. But I love your stories. I love your stories.
But you actually both are not seeing, again, geek mindset. When I go and check the insights as to how we are doing, how many people you're reaching, your stories are actually at the top, because at the end of it, I think it's the content. Look, we may make it look pretty and all, but people actually read and connect to the content, right? So yeah, making it look pretty helps the viewer look out what it is.
Definitely. I look at all things pretty on Instagram.
I still can't figure out what color text to put here. I mean, I go through like 10 and 12 iterations, and then I'm like, okay, maybe this looks...
Meena has thought through everything. The background contrast, the text that she has put in, the images she has put in, the music she has put in. I at most times put a photo and text and just post it.
Guys, Meena has something that you guys don't have. She has Amit.
Please understand, I'm
what
not...
What is Meena's secret sauce, Amit?
Amit. She's got Amit. Mere paas maa hai, like that.
Amit hai. He helped me a lot to understand the functionality. Otherwise, I wouldn't
have understood. I'm sure he did, but I think it's a Meena's thing. We are seeing Meena's post also, but not in each and every post we are putting that level of detail that Meena does it. Meena has ingrained in it. She likes doing it. It is her thing and she will keep doing it. I mean,
totally.
Everybody is taught and everybody gets a guidance. Not everybody is able to sustain it. She is
Poonam, that's Meena's occupational hazard. She's in risk.
I was telling Poonam the other day, I don't know whether it's a pro or a con. It could be hampering me in a lot of things, because girls, I used to flunk in my drawing and creative classes at school. Yeah, my
same
teacher,
here. Same
she sees
here.
My Insta story, she'll be shocked.
Same here.
I was good, but I always got feedback. I was lazy and I didn't put more effort. I did it like easy peasy jo aaya.
I never got decent marks in anything related to art.
Imagine your teacher telling your dad that I can't fail her in drawing because she has stopped the class. Can you imagine my dad's embarrassment? My dad was laughing. He had no words to say, and he came out and he's like, this is what your teacher said. And I'm like, please don't tell this to mommy. Please don't say this to mom. It'll be embarrassing for me.
So my favorite takeaway in this whole journey of being in a podcast and all that is the very fact that I decided to do the podcast. That's a very brave thing personally for me, that I put a step forward and decided to do this journey in which I had no clue. And I have a confession to make here. You girls might have listened to podcasts earlier, but I knew podcasts exist, but I never had time and the energy to go and listen to particular podcasts and things like this. In other words, I was not used to listening to podcasts at all. And here I am signing up for, you know, doing the podcast. That moment itself is a big takeaway for me. And that is a big change in my life that I can see right now, wherein I can put my leg forward and do things which are like, you know, unventured waters. I can go confidently right now. So big thanks to my podcast journey on that. And the second biggest thing is K-drama leading to my love for Korean food and definitely Korean music. K-pop is a big takeaway for me. These are the things that has, you know, tremendously changed my life in the last 20 months. Thanks to K-drama and thanks to Crash Landed on you, and thanks to the podcast journey.
There's no question that we are great friends and we have great chemistry, etc. What the listeners don't know, what happens backstage of how much disagreements we have over the content, over a small thing.
If they read our WhatsApp chats,
oh my
for
God.
A one full day, you'll probably think we are like sworn enemies and we are going to be at each other's throats.
You guys are misleading. We have never had disagreement over the content, which is a bizarre thing. We have disagreement over the name, title of the episode. Okay, this is one thing we have disagreement over. And I have to tell one thing, huh? Meenal, don't hate me. Meenal comes up with titles which are like PhD topics.
I am also in that category. My topic is also like that.
The drawback is a geeky mindset.
We had so much fun. We laughed so much. How can you keep a title like that? Pandemic and this in this year of this. No, please no.
Are, when you wrote that only I was laughing. I was like, oh God, what do I do? I'm not creative. Yeah.
No, you are creative, but when it comes to naming things, no, you become this professional corporate kind of titan.
And we really, really struggled for one episode, at least in my, knowledge, was, what men have to say.
Oh my God, yes.
Because that episode, like, I never saw so many disagreements. No.
Bizarre. We don't argue about the content. We don't argue about what should we talk about. Those are like just like that smooth. We argue about the title, and second most thing we argue about is the dramas. I have no idea why we are arguing about it. I like this and you didn't like this. Okay, it's okay.
Those are also only handful of them, like 4 or 5 dramas which we all disagree on, and we are like constantly ranting only about those.
Yeah, it's been 1 year. Why are we still arguing about those?
But the majority of the dramas we like. True. I mean, the reason we started talking because majority of our likes and dislikes are the same.
But the diversity is actually good in a way, because right from day one, we had differences of opinion about the person that we like, about the dramas that we like. We had, yes, we had our common things that... But after a certain point, I went into a different tangent, liking only certain type of people. You girls, talked about all the intellectual stuff. I spoke about how beautiful the men are.
Did you say intellectual? That's the biggest joke on us. Intellectual?
No, see, Meenal just told, it's a visionary drama.
Very clear in that. Does it like good? Look good? Do I want to watch him? Yes or no? That's it. I'm deciding whether to watch the drama or not.
I think I have little bit of similarity to Poonam on what her likes and dislikes are. But other than that, I think I'm poles apart from what you guys likes and dislike. And we like it that, we are like this different.
Yeah, so for me, this is my big learning from this whole podcasting journey, K-dramas, whatever, is when we were growing up, Bollywood, my friend circle, we all liked the same thing and we all didn't like the same thing, okay? So very few disagreements we had, there was never such discussions around what we didn't like or what we did not like, etc. Except rom-coms, I think that was the only thing where I was different, I think, from my friends' viewing sensibilities. Otherwise, we were pretty much on the same lines. Obviously, we are not 15 or 16 anymore and we've been through so much and our viewing sensibilities change. But again, even with the guy friends, crime, thriller, we ended up liking the same shows. But when I met you and Poonam and Uma, I realized that we have such diverse opinions and that people can have diverse opinions and be good friends. You're getting me. You don't have to like the same dramas to be good friends or to discuss or have a good discussion. We may have our WhatsApp disagreements, but I think even when we come on the podcast and speak, it never gets personal.
Yeah.
It's stuck to the character. We are discussing the characters. We are not judging the person or we are not making judgments about the person.
True.
So I think it was a big, big learning for me that we can totally disagree on something and still be such great friends and have such a great rapport.
True. How we connect with different dramas or characters in different ways. I think that was a huge learning for all of us. Because we didn't discuss in depth with so much with anybody until then, right? Until we started doing this podcast, we were not going into the details of those characters, scenes, lines, whatsoever. But now that we discuss so much detail, like, oh my God, I did not think of this.
Exactly. So there are so many scenes that I will perceive differently and y'all will perceive differently. And I'm like, I didn't think about this. I should have thought about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't change what I felt about the scene, but...
Exactly. It's just that's a view I did not think of, yeah. Right? So that didn't come to my mind. And that is, it's actually, what do you say? It opens up a blind spot
correct.
To your own personality
correct.
Also in
correct.
Some
correct.
Ways. So... If you ask me, that is a way of personal growth also, right? To acknowledge and understand different kinds of opinions on same things.
Agreed. Absolutely. Absolutely agreed.
This has happened to me a lot of times. I have learned a lot from the recommendations I made to Meenal also. I mean, how she reacts, that also I have learned a lot from. And obviously, the dramas, how you interpret it. For example, in that Dash of Kimchi, K2 is a drama I watched and forgot. And then Sangeeta remembered that Raman scene. I was like, oh yeah, it was there. I mean, I didn't see it that way. How did that happen? So that has not stopped happening even for me now. I mean, I still keep getting surprised. Guys, I have a question. What is one thing that you aspire to do on the pod? Is there something new thing or something that you would like to do?
No, but I'm just thinking when you ask this question, what do you aspire in this podcast? I haven't given it a thought, honestly.
True. Same
I'm still thinking.
Do you have a dream about the podcast?
Yes, I have a dream. I have a dream that somebody picks up the nice content that we are putting out. We get a good sponsor and we get paid to do
absolutely,
this
podcast. Absolutely, yeah.
And wow. Quit our full-time jobs.
That is the best thing that can happen to us.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's what I would like. Good. I would like to go on a platform which has ethos and values like us in terms of, you know, diversity, acceptance and all of those things. And I would like to talk there and so that, you know, we don't have to take care of the post-production work.
Seriously. I want to just tell what, I mean, as much as I enjoy the editing process, I'm going to be like, I just want to tell you this needs to go, this needs to fit in and that's somebody do it
yeah.
for me.
And that person is going to have a big, what do you call, difficult time.
To meet up our standards.
Meenal is going to sit down and ensure, you know, he edits like Meenal.
I have promised to change this negative thing of mine.
What I would like is that I would like us to retain 100% creative license and 100% freedom on the topics that
of
we
course.
Would like to, because that's the only way to preserve the nature of our podcast. And also it cannot be with one of us or any other, because our chemistry is most important. So if anybody is listening,
yeah,
we
I
have
agree.
Huge potential to bring in absolutely diverse viewpoint. So sign us up.
I think this is a big aspiration. I think it's kudos to everybody. Yes.
Yeah, it's a big aspiration. Let's see how we get
yes.
on with it.
Yes.
Fighting.
Yeah, fighting.
Fighting.
Poonam, your favorite rapid fire.
What's a podcast anniversary episode without a rapid fire? Though we have never done a rapid fire, which is rapid. So we are going to try to change that a bit. So I'm going to ask you some questions. And we can go in the order Meenal, Uma and Sangeeta. Because that's how I see you on the screen. And no explanations required. And I am also not going to comment on it or ask you why. So simply just confess, okay? Your best drama of all time.
Suspicious Partner.
The Legend of the Blue Sea.
My Girl.
Suspicious Partner. One K-drama pairing you ship the most.
Nam Ji-hyun and Ji Chang-wook.
Lee Min-ho and Jin-ji-hyun.
Lee Dong-wook and Yoo-in-na.
Sonia Jin and Hyun-bin. Your most favorite male actor.
Kim Sun-ho.
Lee Min-ho.
Lee Dong-wook.
Lee Dong-wook for me as well. Your most favorite female actor.
Nam Ji-hyun.
Jin-ji-hyun.
Jun-ji-hyun.
Sonia Jin. Your most favorite podcast title.
Jane Austen's of K-dramas.
Divas of dramas.
Are You Okay?
Fever Pitch. Your most favorite K-drama OST.
Our Beloved Summer.
Mr. Queen and the song is Here I Am.
It's Okay, That's Love.
Goblin. Your most favorite K-drama trope.
Friends to Lovers.
Rich Boy, Poor Girl.
Childhood Destiny.
Rich Girl, Poor Boy. K-drama actor that you like least, any male or female?
Lee Sun Kyun in Coffee Prince.
Lee Dong Wook in A Tale of the Nine-Tailed.
Park Shin Hye in The Heirs, Inheritors.
Shin Ha Kyun in Beyond Evil. One popular drama that you thought was overrated?
Beyond Evil.
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
Beyond Evil. Of all the dramas you watched, the one you like least?
Cheese in the Trap.
Korean Odyssey.
Backstreet Rookie.
Beyond Evil.
So dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this anniversary special. I hope you've got to know us a little bit more. I hope the voices will become more familiar with you all. Thank you so much for supporting us through our journey. This is our finale for season 2. We are not stopping. We are going to be back with season 3 soon. We won't take a long break for sure. And until then, write to us, contact us, get in touch with us. Let us know what you would like us to cover, what you would like us to speak about. And you know where to get in touch with us. All the details are in our episode notes. We've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, you can email, you can leave us a voice message. So until we come back with season 3, as always, adios.